Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week comes from the BSU soccer team. Kirsten Erickson had the game-winning goal and a overtime win over Minot. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Talk about the goal. What happened?
Well, it actually was kind of a funny story because right before the goal, I was literally thinking in my head, oh my gosh, I'm so tired of running. The sooner somebody scores, the sooner we go home. Because it was golden goal. So whoever scores, the game is ended right there. So the ball just comes to me, and I, like, this girl's on my back, and I kind of turn around. She goes in for a hard tackle, but she misses, and I come out, and I kick the ball a little bit further because I knew I had speed on her. And I just blew right past her and took it to the goal.
When you're that tired, but yet you realize what's at stake, is your adrenaline kick in at that point? I'm guessing you weren't tired at the point that you're in on a breakaway?
Not at that point, but I was dogging it for sure. Like, I was so tired of running. Like, I was starting to get a stomach ache at the end of the second half. But, you know, like, we really needed this. And it came at the best time.
Well, after losing 5-0 2 days earlier, is it safe to say that you guys were a little angry at maybe yourselves? Maybe you were angry at whoever you happened to play next that, you know, after getting beat like that, that emotion took control?
I wouldn't say we were angry. We were frustrated with ourselves. We know what we're capable of, and that performance on Friday was unacceptable. So we knew what we needed to do, and we needed to come at Minot real hard.
You guys scored first, then they scored, and then, if I'm remembering correctly, somewhere in the middle or early to mid second half that they had scored. How many chances did you guys have after they had scored to tie it? How many chances do you have to win it in regulation?
I don't think – not very many chances. Their coach gave them quite the speech that I'm pretty sure the whole stadium heard, actually. So they closed in on us really good. But there was a couple chances, just not as many as we would like, which we got to get better at.
I know as I was checking the live stats during the game – first half, you guys didn't get many shots. Second half, you had a few more. But, you know, the saying is in hockey, there is no such thing as a bad shot. Is there a bad shot in soccer?
No, I don't think so. Actually, the goal that they had there in the second half, it was off of a free kick, and she just nailed that ball, and no goalie. There's nothing Abby could go. It's top, upper right, 90. And it slipped right into the net. Like, it was an awesome shot. Like, there isn't a bad shot.
How important is a win just for you guys for this week and next week and the week after?
Well, I think this win definitely gave us a lot more confidence going into this week, and especially with conference play coming up, which is something we really, really needed. But we plan on doing it over and over and over again.
Congratulations. Good luck.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU soccer team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.